Wednesday, Shir Lamed Vav.
So we're holding in Shita Saramba. מצד אחד הרמב״ם פסקנס נלכוס טויין וניתן נלכוס טויין וניתן הרמב״ם פסקנס that he ציעו עליו he wants his friend you owe me 100 50 בשטר ו-50 בעל פה you owe me 100 50 בשטר ו-50 בעל פה. And the guy says, yeah, the 50 b'shtar I owe you, the 50 b'al peh I don't owe you. And the Rambam Yechistoyin v'nitan paskins that he's not chay v'shvuas moideh v'miktsas because it's moment she'ein ha'yochel likfor boi. Sh'arei ha'shtar lo itoyil kfiroso boi and he adds, v'arikol nechosov m'shuabodim boi. V'afilu kofar boi ho'yochayev l'shalem. So the Rambam paskens, if he's moide b'chamishim b'shtar and the chamishim b'alpe is koifer, there's no shvuas moide b'miktsas. We call it momen she'ein ha'yochel likfor boi lefi shitas Rambam, momen she'ein ha'yochel likfor boi lefi shitas Rambam, you chayev shvuah. You're not chayev shvuah. It's not considered moide b'miktsas. It's momen she'ein ha'yochel likfor boi. That's the shitas Rambam. We explained it. Aber mikol makim dosi shitas Rambam. The Rishonim call it, it's like a heilach. It's like a heilach. Ein yochel likfor boi. The Bishyosu says, ein tzorich lohido osoi. Aber dosi di yosei di the Rambam, momen she'ein yochel likfor boi, there's no shvuas moide b'miktsas. Le'umas dem, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, perek tezayin, halochi chofei brings down, a lady claimed that she was a psula and she ksuvoso moisaim 200 and the Baal says almona nesasich and ksuvoso mone. The Rambam paskins he has to pay the money and if the husband is around he has to make a shvuas moide b'miktsas. She was asking for 200 and he's moide and 100 stoch moide b'miktsas. And the Ravid asked the kasha, aber it's kfiras shibut karkoes. Arei naloch is yigoybef nechosim mishuabodim ha'ksuva. So it's kfiras shibut karkoes. And we saw the Magid Mishnah answered that val ksuva bizman hazeh chazavu metaken takonas ha'goinim shigoybef gam ha'metaltelim. So b'meile it's also karkoes and also metaltelim. B'meile yichayev shvuah like we explained it yesterday. Aber the Magid Mishnah asks the following question. Aber it's momen she'ein ha'yochel likfor boi. The 100 of the almona he has to give. So why is considered moide b'miktsas? So this is be'etzon the Magid Mishnah's kasha, the stiras haramba. That in toyan v'nitan perek dalad alochet dalad, the Rambam says, toyanoi, chamishim b'shtar v'chamishim b'al peh. V'hoido v'chamishim b'shtar ein echayev shvue, sheze amomen ha'yochel likfor boi, sh'arin chos m'shuabonim, ein ha'yochel likfor boi. And by us, he emeres psulo k'suvasim osayim, and he says, mone, he makes a shvua, frag the Magid Mishnah, it's momen she'eino yochel likfor boi. 100 he has to pay. This is the Magid Mishnah's kasha. I think the kasha is a very klori kasha. Reb Chaim came to answer this kasha with a por yesoides together. A por yesoides together, Reb Chaim came to answer this kasha. Reb Chaim said like this, and we'll be masked. Try to say it in our nusach. You're right, it's in our nusach. Reb Chaim is saying, and maybe it's a poch halokim, how to get to the whole Reb Chaim, to the whole avon of the Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim said like this. Be'etzem, every shtar, every choiv is also metaltelim and also karka. Like yesterday we said, the Rishonim asked the Kasha. They don't understand. What is the Gemara? Shtar Shibut Karkoes. You owe me money. You have to pay me money, cash. You also have to, I also could be going to your karka. Oh, but every time when you mourn from your friend, it's also a tvias karka, also a tvias metaltali. And we see in the next sugya, tobe keilim ve karkoes vohida ve mixas keilim, es chayev shvua. So this whole musik of the Gemara, that shtar is considered shibut karkoes, is a shvera thing to understand. You write that the shtar is shibut karkoes, but you also owe me metaltalim. You only owe me the karka. I'm mourning the karka and I'm mourning the metaltalim. I'm mourning everything. I'm mourning the Gemara. Why are you mourning the mikzas? Shtayim malva v'chomesh v'leiva v'sholosh. Aber shtayim l'kul ha'am l'potol because ein nishboim al kfir ha'shibut karkoes. What, he's nishba and shibut karkoes? He's asking also for metaltalim. It's also karka. But he's for sure also asking for metaltalim. He's for sure also asking for metaltalim. This is the Schwerkeit Meid. The Schwerkeit Meid. What is the Avon and the Gemara? So yesterday we saw the Ramban says, Ikar kavanosoi v'tviosoi ala karka. Because David said with the Asatesis in the Rosh, a different teretz, that Be'etzem he mourns his Shibud. Val Be'etzem is a Shibud, and the money kilo switches to be a Shibud. The first thing that you ask is for your Shibud. Then you can get money instead of your Shibud. But your Tviya, your Taina and your friend is to ask for the Shibud. The Tviya is to ask for the Shibud. Reb Chaim doesn't like both of the Terutzim. Like most of us don't understand both of the Terutzim, yeah? Ikar Tviya la Karka. He's asking for the money. Ikar Tviya also is the Karka. And the second Terutz. What was the second Terutz? That. Val is a Shibud, so it's called that he's Tevea the Shibud. Shvar. Zog Reb Chaim. Zog Reb Chaim hazeh. It's in good business, mamish. The Iker Advo. Zog Reb Chaim avade, it's also metaltalim and it's also karka. So we don't call it karka because it's karka. It just doesn't make sense. Because he's also asking for metaltalim. Ikar daitem, it's tivea the shibut then. So what is the pshat in the Gemara? What is the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam holds moment she'eino yochoy likfor boy is heilach. Again, the Rambam said in Perek Talad Milchistoyin v'nitan aloche Dalet that if you moide be moment she'eino yochoy likfor boy, you're not chayev shvu. If you moide be moment she'eino yochoy likfor, you're not chayev shvu. Tovim meo, omar chamishim b'shtar v'chamishim ba'al pe, ve'omar she'b'shtar am chayev. Shebaal peh am not chayev. It's not called moide b'mikzas, because he's moide b'momoin she'eino yochel likfor boy. So what's the fault of momoin she'eino yochel likfor boy? Momoin she'eino yochel likfor boy is like heilach. Momoin she'eino yochel likfor boy is like heilach. This is what we said already from the Ran and the Ritva, that the halacha is why when he was made the chamishim shebishtar is not called made b'mikzas, it's moment she'ein yochel likfor, but it's like a heilach. Why it's like a heilach? So lefi the rishonim that heilach is that I'm about to give it, here also I'm about to give it. I have to give it. Right? I'm about to give it and I have to give it. But lefi the Rama, what is heilach? That it's mamish by him. So what makes it heilach? You write that it's moment she'eino yochel likfor boy. I don't have a way out. But why it's heilach? The answer is, Val, you don't have a way out. And, Sokt Reb Chaim, you have a shibut, so it's already by you? But I'm asking, it's not by you. But it's almost by you. You can't be koifel, so it for sure will get to you. And you have a shibut, but lemais it's not by you yet. But while you have a shtar, we know when a person holds a shtar, he's keilu holding the choyv, right? Reb Chaim, and shtar lik the choyv. So you have a shtar, You have a shibud, and you for sure could collect it. No one could deny it. No one could be koifel. So it's ke'ilu already by you. So the aside of moment she yochel eino yochel likvoir is not a yidoas baldin, because it's like heilach. Frag the b'siyosif, why it's like heilach? Aril if the Rambam, you have to give it. The Torah says, "Val is a shibud, kolayim and liigov is kigov idomi, and you have a shtar, so it's ready ki'ilu by you." Well, why is that good? This is very glad. One second. The Ran and the Ritva came and said that kavona saramba moment she'ena yochel likvor, he means the Gemara of Heilach. Ari the Gemara said that b'shtayim lekula halm is no made by mikzas. Why? Only because Heilach potu, only because. The Rambam said a new reason. Moment she'ena yochel likvor. So we asked the Kasha, the Rambam, you against the Gemara? The Rambam, perik dal toyin al nidan, alochet dal, is against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Heilach. The Gemara says, Messiah l'shtor. The Gemara says, Ein ishboim al kfir ha'shibut karkos. So, yeah, well, how the Rambam brings down the new reason? How he brings down the new reason? If moment she'ena yochel likvor, zog the Ran and the Ritva, he learned when the Gemara meant heilach, she meant moment she'ena yochel likvor. We explain to the Yosef why. Aril if the Rambam heilach has to be that he mamish gave it to him. The Teretz is zog Reb Chaim, kol ha'im eli igov is kigovui, it's mamish kilo he gave it to him. Right?
But
it's enough. Why? Why? Because it's a shibut and it's a shtar, so it's already considered beyodah. Ari lefi rishoyni, what is heilach that he's about to give it? He didn't give it. About is enough. Fil ozer ishram Rashi shelcho bechol mokim shehem. The Rambam holds you need another step. How wide that step has to be? You could be mamish. We mechadish in our Gemara 99.5 is also enough. For the 99.5, you need to have three things to make it to happen. One thing is eino yochel likvor. That I knew you for sure, I can't deny it, but mele, it's already by you. Second of all, that you have a shibud. Lamashal, if it's moment she'ena yochel likvor, but there's no shibud. I can't deny it. But in my there's no shibud, so you can't say it's by him. This is the reason the Rambam had to add, if you see in the halachot, perek dalet, halachot dalet, the bottom line. שרי מיקזוס עתינו שרי השטר לא תויל כפירוסוי בוי והרי כל נחוסוב משועבודים בוי. Why the Ram has to add these words? והרי כל נחוסוב משועבודים בוי. So ועל כל נחוסוב משועבודים בוי and he has a star in his hands. ועל he has a star in his hands and he's about to collect it, so it's ke'ilu already collected. This is, I would say, Teire Aleph of Reb Chaim, Leicht. When Meile Zog Reb Chaim, I have an answer. Hu oimer almone nesaitich. She says psula, ksuvos omone. But he has to make a shvua, he's a moide b'miktsas. Frag the magid mishne, moide b'miktsas, frag the magid mishne. But it's moment she'ena yochel likvor. It's moment she'ena yochel likvor. But she doesn't have a shtar. She has a ksuva in her hand, or she doesn't have a ksuva. Bring me a raya that she doesn't have a ksuva. Mordechai. She has a ksuva. It says if she's almona or psula. Yeah. So she does. Obviously, she doesn't have a ksuva. She has a ksuva. What is the argument? It says how much you owe her. What? She doesn't have a ksuva. So what is a ksuba? It's not a marriage certificate. It says ksuba is how much I owe you. If you will be dealing with ksubas, en kaze davar. And ksuba says psula almana. So he doesn't have a shtar. And then if she says the ksuba is wrong, she's wrong. If she has the wrong ksuba, we give her nothing. The answer is no. The answer is. Avada, my Mishnah says we're talking about Moshe Nagoyes. It's not ksuba. I just said that it's a raya. I'm asking. I'm just saying Avada. I just said it's poshut. B'meile, Zok Reb Chaim. If it's no shtar, if it's no shtar, even that ain't a yochel likvoy, and it's a shibud, because with the ksuba you're going even without a shtar, even when there's no shtar, you could be going to a ksuba, and when you're chosim shabodim, it's my sebezdin, but you don't have the shtori biyodo, he kilu the choyv is in his hands. So if the maile of ain't a yochel likvoy is like heilach, like the Ran and the Ritva said in our sugya, that the pshat in the Rambam of moment shin yochel likvoy is, because moment shin yochel likvoy is like heilach. This is the lumbus. We explained it by Rechov and the other shiurim. And we have in Rambam Perigdal and Mitoin Alochetal, it says, Hoyna b'chamishim shebishtar v'kov ha-b'chim shebalpe, Ein zemoy b'mikta shar ein yochel likvoy v'nechos lo mishu abodim, and he has a shtar. Ma she'en kein, when you're holding in Perig, the Zayin, Milchis Ishus Alochi Chofei, and he's made of a moment shiach ha-likvoy, but he doesn't have a shtar, it's not a heilach. The Magid Mishnah learns, stop. Moment shiach ha-likvoy is a naya teretz. And then they asked the Kasha, like, interesting, that the Rama made up a new teretz, the Gemara has three terutzim, heilach potu, why not chayav shvu and shtar? Messiah l'shtore, or shibud karkoiz? And the Rama made a new teretz. The Rambam made a teretz of Moment shiach ha-likvoy. But we saw the Ran, the Rashman, and the Messiah Yisrael b'Likzoyz, that the Rambam learned that this is kavonas ha-gemore, heilach potu, she doesn't mean that he said dafka heilach, and if the Rambam, you have to give it, but while it's a shtar, it becomes like a heilach, but ein ha-yochel likvoy, en meshubad, en shtori b'yodoy, the Mele Reb Chaim says, legabi de kashe. So Reb Chaim, the kashe is meyushin. The kashe is meyushin. It's not a kashe michlal. The whole Rambam that patterns is Moment shein yochel likvoy, when he has a shtar and he has a shtibut, it becomes like heilach. Here ein echanami is ein yochel likvoy, but it's no shtar and it's no shtibut, but mele it doesn't become like heilach. This is the leichte chelik. Now I want to go to Mechalokim after you read the Reb Chaim inside. It's written asach mur ba'archove, and the reason it's written ba'archove because it's written in Hilchis Ishus. So it's starting from the sugyas and issues back to learning our sugya. When we're starting our way, a posh to kasha, a posh to teretz, Reb Chaim could have stopped here. But Reb Chaim went weiter. So we said aleph and beis. First, the avone and the answer of Reb Chaim, posh to teretz, Reb Chaim's teretz. Reb Chaim says, after I said my avone, and what I call my avone, that I'm not learning like the Ramban that it's called Karka because he means the Karka. I don't mean that it's called Karka because the Shibud is Karka. I learn, it's also Metaldilim, it's also Karka. I bichlal don't learn from the Musaik that Shtar is considered a Karka. Why Reb Chaim says it? Because Reb Chaim has a problem. Aber lemaise the Gemara says, Ein nishboim al kfira Shibud Karkois. Every shtar is called a karka, right? Every shtar is called a karka. So he answered, I thought he answered why it's not heilach. He answered why it's not heilach. But what, the Ravid asked the kasha, referring to Zayin Miyishus Alochet Chofei, but ein nishboim al kfira shibud karkos. You're right, we said yesterday a teretz. But Reb Chaim wants to say a different teretz. Are we asking a kasha? Every shtar is considered karka. No, every shtar is considered karka. If every shtar is considered karka, so why is a shvur? He's moida that he owes her 100, it's karka. You owe me 100, chamishim b'shtar, chamishim b'alpe, and I'm moida the chamishim b'shtar. The Rambam says, moment shen yochel likvoy. Why you have to come to moment shen yochel likvoy? Say that it's meshubet. Ein ishboim al karkos. Again, I want to say the second thing that Reb Chaim is coming to answer. Reb Chaim has a kasha. Is there any gemara that says that on a kark and a shtar, malvoyim chomesh veloyvoyim shtayim, you no moide b'miktas, because ein nishboim al shibut karkos. A shtar is called shibut karkos. So why the Rambam in Perek Tes Dalet mitay v'nitan alochet Dalet says you owe me 100, chamishim b'shtar, chamishim b'alpe, and the guy says I only owe 50 b'shtar. The Rambam says there's no shvuah. Why? Moment she'ini yochel likvoy. Why have to come to moment she'ini yochel likvoy? Say, I'm moide and chamishim b'shtar. Shtar is like a karka. What is the answer? The Rambam says, why are you not making a shvur? Because moment she'ini yochel likvoy. Tebuglein, the chamishim that I'm oine, is a karka. Ve'ein ishboim ala karkos. Eilach is another teretz. But why, the Rambam says, because mamon she'eini yachol likfor. Why you have to come to mamon she'eini yachol likfor? Why have to come to mamon she'eini yachol likfor? Say the reason you put them in shvur is because ein ishboim al shibud karkos. The same thing the Ravid asks in Perek Tzayim issues. Why Yechayev Shvur Ein Ishboim Al Shibud Karkos? Then the Magid Mishnah said it is a halb teretz. Magid Mishnah said a halb teretz. What is the teretz of Magid Mishnah? That also the Goyim said it is a Shibud Al Metaltelim. So why the Goyim said it is a Shibud Al Metaltelim? Tuvia, why they said it is a Shibud Al Metaltelim? So by it became not only Shibud Karkos. Say, but lots of that teretz. I'm asking you from Perek Dalet Milchistoyen Venidan Aloche Dalet. You owe me 100. 50 Mishtar, 50 Baal Peh. You made a 50 Mishtar? Ein Ishboim Al HaKarkos. Ein Ishboim Al HaKarkos. Ein Ishboim Al HaKarkos. Shibud is called Karkos. Really, Shibud is called Karkos. And Val is called Karkos. Ein Ishboim Al HaKarkos. The Ravid asks this Kashe and Ilchis issues. The Mishnah answered him with a teretz that the Goyim were mitaken, or sheken, or shelo. But in Perek Dalet Mitoy Venita, this is the second thing that is battering Reb Chaim. He answered the kasha why Perek Tzayin is not called Momen Sheyach Likvar. The answer is you have to come to Heilach. Without Heilach, you're not potu. Only when you have a shtar, you consider the Heilach. And the Heilach is command the Govi Kilo it came. And issues, you write that there's a Shibud, but there's no shtar, so it's not Mamish Ke Govi, but made it's not called Heilach. Glad. But we have another question. But ein ishboim al shibud karkos. So the Rashbo by us asks the question. You know what the Rashbo says? The Rambam holds that these two terutzim in the Gemara are not emes. The Gemara said if heilach potur it's good. The Madomar heilach chayev why you potur b'shtayim? And the Gemara said two terutzim. One of Messiah l'shtore. Other ein ishboim. But the first man, the Omar that holds that Heilach Potu, doesn't hold from these two terutzim. Reb Chaim did not learn that we choylek in these two, three terutzim. The Rashba said, the Rambam will learn that the first teretz holds Heilach Potu, the man, the Omar Heilach Chayev, the Gemara said two terutzim. But the man, the Omar Heilach Potu, I don't have to say this yesod. Reb Chaim, if we have time, maybe we'll see why. He has another Rambam that is mefurish in the Rambam that shtores are considered shibud karkos. So Reb Chaim again is bothered. What the Rambam will answer? Why in Perek Dalet Milchistoyin Venidan Aloche Dalet you have to come to the teretz that you don't make a shvur mitzat? Ein yochel likfor teipuk lemitzat ein ishboim al shibud karkos. And in Ilchis Ishus, why Yichayev Shvua, Ein Nishboim Al Kfir HaShivut Karkos. And this Reb Chaim said, because I don't believe that it makes sense. You write that it's Karkos, but it's also Metaldelin. The Kash of yesterday, it's not true. You write that a Shtar is considered like a Karka. But I'm only asking for the Karka? I'm also asking for the Metaldelin. The Ramban answered, Ikar Kavanosi. Tosfos said, I'm a chaven de shibud. Zog Reb Chaim, the Rambam learned, en kaze yesoid. It's not emes. You write it as a shibud karkos, but when I'm asking you for $100, I'm asking for a karka, I'm asking for the money. For the money, for the karka, for anything. Well, you can't tell me, ein ishboim al shibud karkos. You can't tell me, ein ishboim al shibud karkos. I'm not asking Dafka for a karka. The Ramban, yes, they were so busy to say a teretz. Ikar kavanosi, I mean the karka. Tosfos, Nachlas Dovi. The Rambam all. Aye, but the Gemara said it. But the Gemara said it. Zokter, you know when the Gemara said it? The Gemara only meant one zach. When he says Heilach and he gives it to him, and what he's giving to him when he's Moide, when he says Heilach and he's giving to him, what he's giving him, when he's made it to him that I owe you the 50, and he says, yes, this I believe that I owe. So we look in it, that is a shibud, and is a shtar, ki'ilu he gave it. What he ki'ilu gave, the money or the karka? What he ki'ilu gave, the money or the karka? The karka. So then we look in it like a karka. While we look in it, ki'ilu he gave it, so we look in it, ki'ilu he gave a karka. Again, and hilchos ishus, that is no shtar, so we don't look ki'ilu he gave. If we don't look ki'ilu he gave, so it's metaltali. Only when he ki'ilu gave it already, we look ki'ilu he gave the karka. Only when he ki'ilu gave the karka. Because be'etzim is a tviya and both. If we look and need heilach, ki'ilu miyad b'shas the tviya, it becomes heilach, and it's out of the parsha, and lemaise it was ki'ilu given a karka, so we look ki'ilu the dintei hoidoe was on a karka.
Why won't
be heilach?
Only if you don't.
B'meile, Zok Reb Chaim, you can't ask the Kasha and the Rambam, say Shibut Karkoes. Achoyv is not Shibut Karkoes. Achoyv is Sai Metaltelim and Sai Karka. If you say Heilach, Lefi the Rambam, Val is a Shtar, and it's Kiman de Govidomi. It's a Heilach. Holds the second teretz of the Gemara that even the mandom are heilach hayev, but while it's like a heilach, we done it kiilu it's a karka. But the first thing is that it's a heilach. So the Rambam starts and he says it's a heilach. You potu min hashvua. Well, he's asking a kasha, but if it's already a heilach, look at it like a karka. If it's a heilach, I'm anyway don't make a shvua. Mashaingen bilchis issues. That is no heilach because there's no shtar, so we will not look at it like a karka. I'm reading the piece of Reb Chaim, it's in the second tzad. I'll read one piece inside. Like 10 lines from the top. Ulefi ze nire, dehode mechalkine leshnaim, achiv karka veachiv metaldelim, הוא רק היכה דחושיב אוי מחויה ואוימד בו אידו אוסרי. אבל היכה דו אידו אוסרי חשוב הפרוע והתשלומים בקרקע אז פשיטה דדינוי כאוידו אס קרקע ואף על גב דמוידה גם במטלטלים מכל מקרים הפרוע והתשלומים שחל על השיבוד קרקועס משהו ללא אידו אס שיבוד קרקועס נזפשט ולפי זה נראה לא אימר דהוסם עוד מבור בהסוג ידי דו השטר אבי הילך והמויד שבו אלו להסוג יקיים בשם למנום הילך חייב ועל כן זהו דקום הרגימור הקיים אני מכל מקרים הילך מי אבי וחושב כפורוע אם כן במילא אבי שטר שיבוד קרקולס ופוטו לכולה על מגן למנום הילך חייב משום דאין חשבינן די נשבועים על שיבוד קרקועץ אבל אין החנמי דבגבנה דלא יהווה הילך ולא יהווה פרוע והתשלומים בקרקע אז אמרין אין קיימן דחיובו גם על מטלדלים ואיז ביועדו אז מטלדלים שפי רבי מוידה במיצס ולפי זה ניחד אס הרמבה מה שהוידה בקסובה שחייב שבוע מן התארה כזה קסובה אז לא הילך צדכה בברב חיים בעצם is a poshtecha. This is trying to explain. Reb Chaim, everyone be'etzim, all of the three Rishonim are starting from the same point. The Rishonim started and asked, the Gemara said that when you moide b'shtayim shebishtar you potu mishvuet shibut karkoes. The Rishonim did not understand what happened to the metaltelim. Came the Ramban and shvuet said a whole teire. The Das HaTesves, the Nachlas Dovid said a whole teire. The Rambam, Reb Chaim says, no. The glat is taki that it's not. This is the answer. It's also metaltelim and also karka. So it's three terutzim and the kasha, be'etzim. Reb Chaim says, "Be'etzem en kaze nevar. Shtar is not called shibut karkois. It's also karkois. It's also metaltelim. Shteit in the Gemara. Moed in the mixas kelim. It's chayim shvuot." This is the first yisoid of Reb Chaim from the beginning of the shtickle. Now Reb Chaim came and said, "We have a stiras haramba that in perik tezayin milchis ishus ipaskins the moment she niyachol likvor yichayim shvuot." And in perik dalem mitoyim venitan he says, "Yinat chayim shvuot." Zok Reb Chaim, what is the answer and the kasha? Now here look at the gainus of Reb Chaim. The answer is that in Perek Dalet Mitoyen Venitan it's a Heilach. Moment Sheni Ochel Likvor is Boitan Heilach. We saw the Ktsois, we saw the Ram, we saw the Ril Ramban, the Rashbo, it's Heilach. And that you need a Shtar. And Ksuve is no Shtar. It's Mokim Sheni Koizrim Shtar. It's not a Heilach. Zok Reb Chaim, you know how I know I'm right? Why the Raiva didn't ask a Stira in Rambam only from Shibut Karkoes? The Teres is the Rabbi. The Rabbi also knows that it's not Heilach here. He knows that there's no Heilach here. So Mele, he's not asking a Kasha. He knows that there's no Heilach here. He's not asking Moment Shini Ochel Likvor. He's not asking. He knows that there's no Heilach here. There's no Mokim to ask a Kasha. This is like Reb Chaim. Gam HaRaiv lo yishol et zois. Only the Magid Mishnah. The Raiv is coming to Shlog. Shlog from the same place. That is not a kasha bichlal. This is the Teir of Reb Chaim. Zog Reb Chaim. What the Raiva did ask, but there's another teretz in the Gemara, Shibut Karkoes. Where it disappeared? So first the Rashbo says, the Rambam bichlal didn't hold from the second teretz. The Rambam only hold from the first teretz. He held as machlekes at Tirutzim, and we don't hold from the second teretz. We don't hold from the second teretz. Reb Chaim did not, he cannot hold from the second teretz. Zog Reb Chaim, the second teretz is, it's a hemshach to the sugi of Heilach. First the Gemara said, Heilach potum. Then the Gemara was mechadesh, even the Madomar Heilach Chayev, but if Hazei find that it's a Heilach, it's also a Shibut Karkoes, because even that I said that it's both, but if in the end is the Gviya from that, and it's Keilu he gave it, it's a Karka, even though I need to understand that yet. Only there we done that it's a Karka. The Mele, if Hazei find that it's not Heilach, because there's no Shtar, no, she would go goes. This is Be'etzem, the Teir of Reb Chaim. And Be'etzem, we could stop here. This is Be'etzem, the Teir of Reb Chaim from the Yashiv Ali Kashis. It's very glad. Reb Chaim himself has in his shtickle another kasha. Tesis brings down the Gemore and Shvuas. Tesis the Mamasol in Ishboim, the first Tesis. He brings down the Gemara and Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin. If a person comes over, a person comes over to his friend, and he tells his friend, "You owe me $100, and here is a shtar." For that, he comes over to his friend, "You owe me $100." The guy makes a shvua that he doesn't owe the $100. And you take out a shtar. So now we know that he did a shvua sheker. He needs to bring a korban or not? Zog the Gemara and Shavuos, he doesn't bring down a korban. Look at this. Why he doesn't bring a korban? David, why he doesn't bring a korban? What? Why is Pope a korban? Zog the Gemara, Val shtar is a shibut karkoes. So he made a shvua in Karkoes. Ein yishmoim ala Karkoes. Koifa b'momo sheyesh alav eilim chayim korban. Sheyesh alav shtar potur mishum de koifa shibut Karkoes. If you point a koifa shibut Karkoes, there's no shvua. So if a person was koifa momen, you owe me $100. No, shvua. Bring the shtar. So chutar he has to pay. So if he brings a shtar, he doesn't have to make a korban. If he brings eilim, he has to make a korban. So state mefurish that if you take out a shtar, you don't need to bring a korban. Why you don't have to bring a korban? What? Why you don't have to bring a korban? The answer is, it's a shibut karkoes. So we see klar that it is a shibut karkoes. So how I'm saying a whole shtickle with that's a Rambam, that is no shibut karkoes. I'm saying a whole shtickle with that's a Rambam, that is no shibut karkoes. Now we see that it is a Shibut Karkoes. This is what Reb Chaim is asking in the first chelik of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is asking, this is the first chelik of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is asking on himself, I am a yasid that the Rambam did not hold that is a musig of Shibut Karkois. The Rambam did not hold that as a chisorin of Shibut Karkois, because it's also a chiyuv metaltelim. You're not only Karkois, you're also metaltelim, right? This is Shitas Rambam. So why the Gemara says in Shvuas that a koifer b'momen sheyesh alav shtar potu, because have a shvua and kfiras karkois ve'ein nishboim al shibut kirim karkois and you don't bring a korban. So why you potu? What is the avoda? What is the avoda? This is Reb Chaim's kasha, and Reb Chaim says a geoinus. Again, lefi all of the rishonim, it's not a kasha. We said b'shtar the ikar is karka, the tviya is the shibut, daitoy ala karka. But lefi Reb Chaim, that be'etzem every choyv is also karka and also metaltelim, and we don't say bichlal that he means karka. Only if it's heilach and he gave it, it's karka. Everyone else that is not heilach and he gave it, it's no din of karka. This is the glatte teira of Reb Chaim. How we say in the Gemara, and Reb Chaim doesn't ask in the Gemara, and the Rambam himself brings it up. This is when you look in the first page of Reb Chaim, this and the dibur amaschil vehine. Look at the first page of Reb Chaim, the first side of Reb Chaim. Vehine koshele bedivrei Rambam sheposak בפרק חס מלכי שבועס מי שואל לו מלווה בשטר וכופר בו ונשבע פוטו משבועס הפיקודון שהרי בשטר נשתע בן הקרקע ונמצא זה ככויפר בקרקע הרי להד ידע הרמב״ם סביר אלי דשטר חושוב שיעבוד קרקוס לעניין קרומן שבוע ולא מסביר אלי אוכד לעניין שבוע לא יעבוד שיעבוד קרקוס. I explained in the Rambam that without Heilach, we don't look at a shtar like it's a karka. Right? This was the whole Reb Chaim. The Rambam himself, v'hinei kosheli b'divrei Rambam. And Reb Chaim says such a teretz, medaf nishvisin the Reb Chaim to answer it. Seichel dike teretz. Alein, you can say the teretz alein. Seichel diketeretz. Seichel diketeretz, no? The cash is glow. Again, the Rambam holds shtar is not called karka. If shtar is not called karka, this is the reason, on our suga, the reason you potur is, moment she'ena yochu likfor. Then the Gemara said, but the Homer Heilach, kilo he gave it, so that was piro, so it's kilo karka. Aber shtar, forget, he doesn't understand the Ramban's teretz, not from the Nachas David Pshat B'Das HaTesvus. Shtar is not considered kilu is a karka. So if shtar is not considered kilu is a karka, so why would a person say you owe me money and I have a shtar and you go for it, then I take out the shtar, you don't make a shmur because you kilu you're nishma b'karka. Why b'karka? Right, when I'm asking money, I'm asking cipher cash, cipher karka. And when you go for sign karka and sign cash. This is the whole Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim's kasha.
What he swore they didn't
hear. No heilach there. He's not. No, he's not moide.
He couldn't swear in the first place.
Again, but no sheikh is the heilach. Why it's called shvuah Chaim? Why it's called shvuah and tfiras karka? And he's going for metaltelim. He's going for metaltelim. Zogt Reb Chaim Azei, when a person comes to ask for money for his friend, what he's asking for? Seife cash, seife karka. And Mele, when he's moide also metaltim, also in karka, moide bekelim chayet. When he makes a shvua that he doesn't owe the money, and he's called koifer, when is considered koifer? How a person becomes koifer? How a person becomes a koifer? How a person becomes a koifer? No. How a person becomes a koifer? If the Moshe, I come over to someone, you owe me $100. He says, listen, I'm not planning to pay you back in dollars. Shekels I will pay you, but in dollars I'm not planning to pay you back. He's called a koifa? It is called a koifa? You go over to someone, you owe me $100. I'm not planning to pay you back in standards. If you want cars, I'll pay you back. I'm not a koifa. When the guy wants to say that he doesn't owe, you see, when the guy wants to say he doesn't owe the money, the only way to be a koifer in the pikotin, the only way to become a koifer in the money is when he makes a shvua that he doesn't owe the money completely. The hainu, I'm not planning to pay not cash and not shibud. So what makes him a koifer when he was koifer also in the shibud? Luyitzir is not koifer in the shibud. He's only koifer in paying cash. He will not be considered koifer in the choif. So what makes him koifer in the choif when he's also makrish the shibud? I want to read three lines in the Reb Chaim. Venire, and the Dibur HaMaskil Vehinei, like 15 lines in. Venire. The kavan de adinu b'shibud choyv, the heicher the nifta me'akarka lo nisbatel choyvoy, v'chen im nifta me'ametaltelim loibotel achiyuv, im ken shapir choluk din korbon. The bekorbon shvu are achiyuv al kfir asachoyv v'gzeilosoy. The kavan de beloy kfir asakarka lo nishlam v'nifta rachoyv, ubnimtzo de akfir v'gzeil asachoyv. Nishla mishneim beyachad, v'kfiras ametaldelim beloy akarka, haverai kfiras shibud veloy beetzem achoyv. What makes him a ganev and he brings korban shvuas ha'edus and korban shvuas ha'pikotin when he was makrish the ganze zach? So now it's very poshut. When I ask you owe me money and you say yes, you're right that the yes on the karka is not a moed b'miktsas because it's karka, but it's also yes on the money. V'meidu yichayev shvuas moed b'miktsas. But when you say no, and you make a shvuas koifer bepikotin, you only a ganev if you also steal the karka. And vile ain't shvuah al karka, and stealing the karka is not mechayev a shvuas korban apikotin, b'mele you're not chay. This is be'etzem the tamtzis of Reb Chaim. So if we're mesakim, what we have be'etzem in our sugya, we're mesakim what we have be'etzem in our sugya, we have like this. We have three shittas why karka is called, why shtar is called shibud karkoes. Ramban, Daitoy, Tesis, because the tvi is the shibud, and Reb Chaim Be'etzem, the tvi is both. The Gemara never said it. The Gemara only said it legabe heilach. Val, it's considered kilu, he gave it, and he kilu got the karka, but mele we dan kilu it's karka. This is one zach. Legabi the Rambam. The Rambam holds moment in Yochel Likfoir is no made by Mikzas. The Rishonim explained because it's Heilach. The Bisyoisef said not because it's Heilach, he never gave it. Bisyoisef says, like the Ktsoyis explains, you don't need my Hoidoe. You anyway Chayev. Reb Chaim explains, it's Keilu you gave it, and Kolaim and Ligovus Kegovidomi only with a Shtar. This is the Chap of Reb Chaim. And Bemele is Meduik de Loshen Rambam in Perik Dalet, Mitoyen. The Rambam finishes, Shelo itoil kfirosoboy, hoil v'kol nechosam mishuabodim. Hoil v'kol nechosam mishuabodim. Those are shittas Rambam. V'meile b'ilchis ishus, it doesn't have this halacha. This is be'etzem the Teir of Reb Chaim. We'll see a little bit the Gemara Vayta. Meisim mar zuchre barei de Rab Nachman. The light, the halakim of the sugya. Toan oikelim vekarkoes. Vehoido bekelim vekofar bekarkoes. Oida bekarkoes vekofar bekelim. Potu. Saif the hoido is the karka. Saif the kfir is the karka. You potu. Hoido be mikzas karkoes potu. Mikzas kelim chayev. Why? He's a moide be mikzas. So he's chayev a shvu and not only on the kelim, even on the karka. See the Rashi. Tani Khamir Babasin Kenny Vikarkoes Potu the Kfir will do me beyond the Shwakhaev, Afala Karkoes Lishova. Kedamrina Lekamon Shan Khosim Shail Machayas, Zuki Kimisakarkoes Lishova Lem, Shishaev Lishova Lametalim, Zoikikim Umigalgilim Imoim Shvuas Karka. This Rashi needs a lot of limut. The Gemara says like this: Tani Kelim veKarkoes. You owe me 5 Kelim and 5 houses. He says the houses yes, the Kelim not, potu. Kelim yes, Kelim not, the houses yes, potu. 2 houses I owe you, the rest not, potu. But if he was moide on 2 Kelim, so now he's a moide and mixes be Kelim, he's chayev shvu and not only on the Kelim, even on the house. So again, you owe me 5 houses and 5 Kelim. He says the house is yes, the kelim not potu. The kelim yes, the house is not potu. 2 houses yes, the rest not also potu. 2 kelim yes, he makes a shvua and 3 kelim and on all the other houses. Why? Why does a shvua? Eli shvayim ala karkoes. What's the krashi? What's the krashi? Gilgul shvua. Kedamri lekamon shanechosim sheyesh le machayes. So this is the regular aloche of Gilgul Shvuah. This is the regular aloche of Gilgul Shvuah.
No.
It's the regular aloche of Gilgul Shvuah. So it's a big machlokes. Every Gilgul Shvuah, the mashal. You, a lot of Rishonim hold, the Moshe, 2 people come to Beis Din. 2 people come to Beis Din. You owe me $100. The guy says, no, only 50. Okay. Now, he didn't make a Shvuah yet. Then he says, by the way, Beis Din, he owes me a car. He says, no. He owes me a house. No. Now, if he wants, he says, listen, you have to make a Shvuah on the half, and the 50, make a Shvuah on the other things also. He didn't ask for them together. He first came, he was fighting on the money. He lost. So now he's starting to mud. So most Rishonim hold, Beis Din don't come and offer that the guy will make a shvur in on everything. If the guy says, he shovali begilgul, mashbim. And our sugya is not mashma that the guy has to ask for the shvur. Hoido bemikzas keilim, chayev b'shvur. Mashma even without asking. So if you will learn that every Gilgul Shvuah doesn't have to ask, but if every Gilgul Shvuah has to ask, L'cha'ure will be mashma from our sugya that it's a new parsha of Gilgul Shvuah. It's a din Gilgul, but you don't have to ask for it. We'll have to explain what is it. It's a new parsha of Gilgul Shvuah. So we'll see the Gemara. Tane kelim v'karkoes, hoyde v'kelim. V'kofa v'karkoes, hoyde v'karkoes, v'kofa v'kelim. Potu. Hoyde mikzas karkoes, potu. Mikzas kelim chayev. Rashi explains Gilgul. Zog di gmore, taime de kelim v'karkoes. De karka lav bashvuhu. Ho kelim v'kelim, dumye de kelim v'karkoes, chayev. Echi domi lav de omar leheilach, v'shma mino heilach chayev. The gmore understands, every karka is heilach. If you ask for 5 houses and I say 2 are yours, and that minute I gave it back, right? Every karka miyavu la moide seilach. I say the karka is yours; it becomes yours that minute. So if it becomes yours that minute, so it's mashma only kelim v'karkoes. You potu only kelim v'karkoes. You potu because it's karkoes. But if it be kelim dumye de karkoes. If a big kelim dumye de karkoes, you will not be potu. Why? Aber it's heilach. Zok de gemore. Lo'i lo meim eloch kelim ve kelim na mi potu. Vod ektoni kelim ve karkoes, hokom hashmalon, hoido be mikzas kelim, chayev af ala karkoes. Maiko mashmalon, zoike kim tanine, zoike manachosim shalem achayes, manachosim shalem achayes, nishom alem. Hoche iker, Hosom agav goren asu. Very shver. If it's like a 2 aloches of Gilgul, much more shver. Lama zen one little tasteless, the bottom tasteless, and then goes back to the altar vikuach. The Gemara says, "Hoydo b'miktzas keilim mischayev shvuah." He said, "Two keilim mischayev shvuah." Frank Tay says, "Why? He has a migu. He could, instead of moida and two keilim, do moida and two houses, and then he would not be chayev shvuah." Hoydo b'miktzas keilim v'im toimar iyanemon b'migu di boya kavo b'keilim v'yomoida b'miktzas karkoz shem chovetz b'karka yisra. What is Tesis's kash? He has a migu. What is his migu? Instead of bimoyde bimiktas kelim, he bimoyde bimiktas karka. Every moyde bimiktas has a migu. He could have not been moyde bimiktas. Stop. Every moyde bimiktas has a migu. He could have not been moyde bimiktas. What is the answer? Another maze. Frek Tesis now, but instead of moyde and these two, I'll be moyde in a different two. And if I be made in a different two, I will not be chayev shvuah. So I have a migu. Normally I don't have a migu. I ain't not amazed. I have to be made, say that, but I didn't have to say these two. I could have said different two. So they says, yeah, but maybe I want them.
Maybe you don't.
Say that. So, migu, you have to bring a raya.
No.
Taisa doesn't say. Taisa says maybe he wants this more from that.
Why is it?
Taisus is asking a question. Why hoyde b'miktzas keilim is moide b'miktzas and is chayev shvuah? He has a migu. Instead, moide and the two keilim, he could have been moide and the two karkoes, and he would not be chayev shvuah. And Taisus says, it's not a migu. Maybe he prefers to keep the karkoes over the keilim. Not lo betrachen zusammen. Lefi Rashi, Taisus kash is not a kash. Why? Migu leafture mishvue lo yamrinen. You only have meishiv aveda. What is meishiv aveda? He's generous. No, so what would be the kash? You could be, instead of being generous like this, but it's not a meishiv aveda. Migu you don't say. Lefi Rashi, migu. We don't say migu leafture mishvue lefi Rashi. Migu to see that I'm honest, we don't say. Only if I'm generous. So we said, everybody that mixes is generous, Anish can bring it. So what are you talking about? I could have been generous different. I could have been generous different. So I'll be generous different. Abel, there's no migul. Firashi doesn't matter. Taste is leshitosi that migul after mishvu amrinas. And normally you don't say migul, why? Migul de aose, I have to be made. For taste, but I have a migul, I could have been made later. So it's again one more taste for this. That is going with all the tasim in the sugya, that be'etze migul aftur mishvu amrinen, and every time we have to make a cheshbon, that moedim mixas doesn't have a migul, because migul de'ozeh, he doesn't want, he does want. So now it tastes like asher, instead of these two, he has these two. Okay, the teretz of tasis, it's a very shver teretz. So what if he prefers these? So what if he prefers these? But he will save himself that he doesn't have to make it. He will not have to make a shvur. He will gain, he doesn't have to make a shvur. But if Rashi, this kasha l'chu is not a kasha.